These are the sutras achieved by ultimate wisdom. They are deep and sometimes very complex, even contradictory. But the ultimate flowering of wisdom, when Buddha becomes a Buddha, or a Christ becomes a Christ, these sutras are revealed then. And if you can understand them, even understanding will transform you. If you can feel the reality hidden in them, you will be a different man altogether. So try to understand them very deeply. First sutra is stand aside in the coming battle, and though thou fightest, be not thou the warrior. He is thyself, yet thou art but finite and liable to error. He is eternal and is sure. He is eternal truth. When once he has entered thee and become thy warrior, he will never utterly desert thee, and at the day of the great peace, he will become one with thee. Stand aside in the coming battle, and though thou fightest, be not thou the warrior. We are in constant fight with ourselves. A struggle continues, day and night. The whole life is a battlefield, but you reach nowhere. Neither you are defeated totally, nor you are victorious. The struggle continues, and life energy is dissipated unnecessarily. You just waste yourself and your existence. What is the cause? Why you are never victorious? Why the struggle never ends? You fight with sex, you fight with anger, you fight with greed, you fight with everything. And still you remain in the grip of those you are fighting. The more you fight sex, the more you are in its grip. The more you feel you have to fight more. And then there is a vicious circle. You fight more, and the more sex becomes attractive. The more sex becomes magnetic. You take many decisions not to be angry, and every decision is just a failure. And the total result is this, that in the end you feel you are guilty, inferior. In the end, you feel you are not capable of doing anything. You feel an inner defeat. This has happened to whole humanity. The humanity is so sad now, not because of anything else that has happened in this age, but only because so many ages of religious fight, so many centuries of continuous religious struggle has proved to human mind that nothing can be achieved. The human mind feels a deep failure. That failure creates sadness and depression. The hope has become hopeless. There seems to be no way to go out of it. You can struggle, and everything is futile and a wastage. No one achieves anything. This has happened not because human mind is not capable of victory. This has happened because the base of the struggle is wrong. The whole effort of struggle is wrong. Why? Because you are fighting with yourself. How can you win? If I create a conflict between my two hands, left and right, I can go on fighting, but there will be no victory and no defeat, because both hands belong to me. The urge to sex belongs to me, and the urge to go beyond sex also belongs to me. They are both my hands. I can go on fighting. I can go on changing parties, sometimes with the right and sometimes with the left, but nothing is going to happen, because I am within both. How can there be defeat or victory? For defeat and victory, at least two are needed. And I am alone fighting with myself. This whole fight is a shadow fight. Nonsense. What to do? This sutra gives you the key. Stand aside in the battle, and though thou fightest, be not thou the warrior. Stand aside, be a witness. Remember this word, witness. This is one of the most key words in all the search for spirituality. Even if you can understand this word and practice it, you don't need anything else. Even this one key will open all the doors of paradise. This is a master key. Any lock will be and can be opened by it. What does it mean to stand aside? When sex arises in you, you get identified with it. Then, when you have moved through the sex act, depression sets in, because you hoped so much and nothing has happened. You longed too much, you expected too much and nothing has happened. And the whole thing has been just a fraud. You feel betrayed, deceived. Then repentance sets in. And you start thinking in anti-sex terms. Then you start thinking how to be a brahmachari, how to be celibate. Then you think in terms of how to be a monk. You go against it. Then you get identified with that anti-attitude. Witnessing means when sex arises, stand aside and look at it. Don't get identified. Don't say, I have become sex. Say, the sex desire has arisen. Now I must observe it, what it is. Don't be for it, don't be against it. Remain quiet and calm, just an observer. That doesn't mean that suppress it, because suppression will not allow you to know what it is. Don't suppress it. Because suppression means you are identified with the anti-attitude. Remember this. If you suppress, you are identified with the anti-attitude. Don't suppress and don't get identified. Allow it to happen. Don't be afraid. Just wait and watch. Move in the sex act, but with a watchful eye, knowing well what is happening, allowing it to happen, not disturbing it, not suppressing it, allowing it to manifest in its totality, but standing aside as if you are watching someone else. The act will move to its peak. Go with it, but always standing by the side. Know whatsoever is happening in details. Be alert. Don't lose awareness. Then from the peak, you will start falling down. And the anti-attitude will set in. Be again alert. Don't get identified with the anti-attitude. Look what is happening. The wave has gone up to a peak. Now the wave is falling down. Sex is the wave arising. Brahmacharya, the anti-attitude towards sex, is the wave falling down. Be aware. Be alert. Don't be for or against. Don't condemn. Don't make any judgment. Don't be a judge. Just be a witness. Don't say this is good, that is bad. Don't say anything. Just be alert and watch what is happening. Be true to the fact. Don't give any interpretation. That is what witnessing means. And if you can be the witness with sex and with anti-sex attitude, you will come to a great understanding. And that understanding will tell you that sex and anti-sex are two poles of one wave. They are not really anti. They are just arising and falling down of the same wave. They are one. There is nothing to choose. And if you choose one, you have already chosen the other, because it is part of it, the hidden part of it. If you choose one, you have already chosen the other also, because the other cannot be separated from it. They are one. So there is no choice. And then choicelessness happens to you. That choicelessness is the path of victory. Now you don't choose. Now there is nothing to choose. And a miracle happens. When you don't choose, both fall down. Sex and brahmacharya both disappear. And for the first time, you are not in the clutches. For the first time, you are not in the hold of the opposites. You have fallen out. Witnessing is the beginning, and witnessing is the end. The first step and the last step are one. Witnessing is the means, and witnessing is the goal. Then fight goes on, but you are not the warriors. But now the fight is on a different level. What is that different level of fight? Now the sex and anti-sex are both present to you simultaneously. This presence of opposites simultaneously is the fight. They fight with each other, and you remain the witness. Because they are opposites, antipoles, they destroy each other completely, and both disappear. They are of same strength, same energy. They cut each other, they negate each other. This is the fight, but you are not the warrior. You are just a witness. You are just looking from the above, a watcher on the hills. Down in the valley, the fight will go on, but now you are just a watcher on the tower. You just look down and you know they are fighting, the opposites are fighting. They negate each other because they are of the same strength. Remember this. Only a very deeply sexual person can become a brahmachari. Much sexual desire can be converted in brahmacharya. If you are just ordinarily sexual, you cannot become a brahmachari. Because to become a brahmachari, much energy is needed. And they are always equivalent. So only very deeply sexual persons become brahmacharis. Ordinary persons with ordinary natural sex never move that much. They cannot move. The energy comes from sex. Opposites are equivalent. You need not fight. You need not take part from this side or that side. That is the way of defeat. You just remain aside. Get out of the circle. Be a witness. Difficult, because the mind wants to choose. The mind always chooses. Mind is the chooser. And because without choosing, there will be no mind. You will fall out of mind if you fall out of choice. That's why it's so difficult. If I am saying this, many of you might choose what I am saying, but you will choose for a cause. Many people come to me, and when I say, be a witness, they immediately ask, if we become witness, well, will then sexuality disappear? They cannot become witness, because they have already chosen. They ask, will sexuality disappear if we become witness? They are ready even to become witness if sexuality disappears. But they have chosen. They have chosen that sexuality is bad and brahmacharya is good. They ask me, if we become witness, will we become brahmacharis? Will we become celibate? They are missing the whole point. I am saying, don't choose, and they have already chosen. And they want to use witnessing as an instrument for their choice. You cannot use witnessing. One man came to me. He is a seeker, serious seeker, but is stupid. There are many stupid seekers, serious. And when I say stupid, I mean this, they can't understand what they are doing. That man came to me and I told him, he was suffering from sex. Everyone is suffering. And the suffering has gone so much that you don't suffer only because of your sex, you suffer because of other sex also. This seems madness. You suffer with your own sex and you suffer with other sex also, what others are doing. Enough misery can be created by your own sex. Why be concerned with others? But that misery doesn't seem enough for you. So you go on collecting what others are doing. Who is doing wrong and who is doing good? Who are you? From where you have got this contract? Why you have become a policeman? So that man, when he came to me, he was a policeman. He was suffering from everyone else. But I told him, you don't be worried about others. Real problem must be within you. You have not yet come to any terms with your sexuality. That's the problem. Why suffer about others? Why create other problems just to escape your own? To be occupied. Who has appointed you to be a policeman? Why waste your life? You must be somewhere deeply sex obsessed. That's why you are concerned with others. So he said, but you have touched rightly the wound. I am now 65 and I am suffering still. And as I become older, I suffer more. It seems sexuality is growing with my age. The energy is less, but the sexuality is more. As the death is coming near, I feel to be more and more sexual. And the whole mind, 24 hours, is obsessed with sex. So I told him, you have been fighting continuously. He is a great seeker. He has remained with many saints, so many gurus. I told him, they have destroyed you. You have reached nowhere. So whatsoever you have been doing is wrong. Don't fight. The man became afraid. He said, I have been fighting. And this is the result. Even with fight, I am so sexual. And you said, don't fight. Then I will become completely mad. So I told him, you have tried fighting. Now try the other. You have reached nowhere. Don't fight. Then what he asked, I'm supposed to do. So I told him, be a witness. So he asked, will then this sexuality disappear? So I told him, if you become a witness with a partisan view, for brahmacharya against sex, you cannot become the witness. And if you cannot become the witness, sexuality cannot disappear. Become the witness, sexuality will disappear. But remember, brahmacharya will also disappear with it. There is no need of brahmacharya when sexuality disappears. It is part of the same game. What is the need of brahmacharya when sexuality disappears? When the disease had disappeared, what is the use of the medicine? It is part of the game. You will throw the medicine also with the disease, or will you carry the medicine because the illness had disappeared and now I will carry the medicine? So I told him, brahmacharya will also disappear, but remember not to choose. So he said, I will try. After 3 months, I told him, come back after 3 months. He came. He said, but the sex has not yet disappeared. After 3 months, he came. This is what I call stupidity. The sex has not yet disappeared, and I have been practicing witnessing for 3 months. The unconscious choice remains. Sex must disappear. Then you cannot be a witness. Witnessing means no choice. Non-choosing awareness. And this is one of the most fundamental keys for all the diseases of human mind. If you can become a witness, the opposites fight themselves within themselves, kill each other, and both are dead, but both disappear. If you choose something, you cannot be a witness. Second sutra, look for the warrior and let him fight in thee. Look for him, else in the fever and hurry of the fight, thou mayest pass him, and he will not know thee unless thou knowest him. If thy cry reach his listening ear, then will he fight in thee and fill the dull void within. Look for the warrior and let him fight in thee. You don't be the warrior. There is no need. The warrior is this phenomena, presenting to your consciousness both the opposites simultaneously. Ordinarily, only one is present. When sex is present, you are not thinking of brahmacharya. When brahmacharya is present, you are not thinking of sex. One is present and the other is hidden. This is the misery. Bring the other out simultaneously and this will become the warrior for you. Bring the out simultaneously. When you are filled with anger, bring repentance immediately. You always repent, but later on. When you are angry, you are angry. When the anger has done the devastation, then repentance comes. And then you start taking oaths that I am not going to be angry again. But they never meet. Allow the opposites to meet. They will negate each other. If you go on moving from one opposite to another, you will never be victorious. You have wasted many lives and you can waste infinite lives. But this is the secret. Bring the opposites simultaneously. Allow them to present before you simultaneously. Don't follow one. If you follow one, the other is waiting for you. When you are bored, got fed up with the other will catch your hold. And if they cannot meet, they cannot negate. You need not do anything. This is the miracle. This is the inner chemistry. Bring the opposites together and just watch them. They will fight. Allow them to fight. You need not get involved in it. You just remain by the side. They will disappear together. Once present together, they cannot persist. They will disappear together. So a Mahavir is not a brahmachari. Sex and brahmacharya both have disappeared. He is just innocent. He is just like a child. A Buddha has not become non-angry. Anger and non-anger both have disappeared. He is innocent. Both are not there. A Krishna is neither a sansari nor a sannyasi, neither belongs to the world nor belongs to the other anti-worlds of renunciation. Both have disappeared. He is innocent. The perfection, the wholeness of consciousness is in innocence. And when I use the word innocence, I mean absence of the opposites. Absence of the opposites is the purity. If you have chosen one, you are not pure. And the other is hidden in the unconscious. Both are there. Both will be there if one is there. The other cannot be separated. It can only be hidden. Both will be there if one is there. And if one is not there, the other cannot be there. Both will disappear. And when both disappear, the whole field of opposites disappears. Then you are innocent. That innocence is liberation. That innocence is divine. That innocence is nirvana. Third sutra, take his orders for battle and obey them. Obey him not as though he were a general, but as though he were thyself, and his spoken words were the utterance of thy secret desire, for he is thyself, yet infinitely wiser and stronger than thyself. Find out the witness and then obey him. First find out and then obey him. Because to find out the witness means to find out one's innermost core. We live on two layers, two levels. One is the periphery, the world of action. Another is the innermost being, the world of being, not of action. The world of existence, not of doing. All that we do is on the periphery. And all that we are is in the center. Continuously we have to move from the center to the periphery to do something. Whenever you are doing, you are on the periphery. Whatsoever you are doing, you are on the periphery. When you are non-doing, not doing anything, then you are in the center. Witnessing is a non-act. Meditation is a non-act. We are doing meditation for 30 minutes. You are on the periphery. You are doing something. Breathing. Catharsis. The Hu mantra. You are doing something. You are on the periphery. When I say suddenly stop, I mean not be in the non-act, non-doing. When you suddenly stop, you are thrown from the periphery to the being, to the innermost center. Because when you are not doing anything, you are not needed on the periphery. The need on the periphery is while you are doing something. Thrown back to the center. That center is your witness. Once you know this center, once you recognize this center, once you have felt this center, follow the orders. You will be directed. You have found your master. Now follow whatsoever said to you from the center and don't listen to the periphery, because periphery is cultivated by others. Your center is untouched. It is virgin. It is from the divine, and the periphery is from the society. That's why we say sannyasin goes beyond society. not against society, goes beyond society. Because now he follows his own innermost center. He is not following anyone else. All orders from others are of meaningless now. You have found your own being, and now that being can direct you. And that being is more infinitely wiser and stronger than thyself. You on the periphery is a weakling. You on the center is infinitely potent. You on the being is just a worldly thing. You on the center is God Himself. So first find out. Jesus has said, first seek ye the kingdom of God, then all else shall follow. First seek ye the kingdom of God, and then all else shall follow. Don't bother about other things. First find out the innermost core, the kingdom of God. And then you need not worry about anything. All else will follow. You just follow the inner voice. But how? You don't know what is the inner voice. You don't know what is the inner. And the society has confused you deeply. The society goes on saying its own voice is your inner voice. The society has placed in you many voices just to control you from within. It is a social need. The society controls you in two ways. One, by outer arrangements, the policeman on the street, the court, the judge, the law, the government. This is outer arrangement. But this is not enough, because you can deceive the law. You can manipulate the court. And policeman is, of course, a human being. So that arrangement is not enough. You can do whatsoever you like. And you can play tricks with the law. And you can find loopholes. Because human-made laws can be violated by other human beings very easily. All that is needed is more intelligence. More intelligence than the lawmakers. Then you can deceive it. So society cannot rely on the outer law, because intelligent persons are there, more intelligent than lawmakers. They will find out loopholes. And they will be illegal in a legal way. And you cannot do anything. And the more laws you create, the more loopholes. Then the society tries another, and that is a better thing. It creates a conscience in you. The inner policeman, the inner court, it gives you feelings that this is wrong. And from the very childhood, it goes on forcing this is wrong. Don't do this. Don't be a thief. Don't deceive your wife. Don't love another's wife. Goes on saying. It becomes an inner conditioning. So whenever you feel an attraction towards another's wife, the inner voice comes. This is not inner. This is the society's voice placed within you. The inner voice comes. This is wrong. This is sin. You start trembling. This is the social trick. The policeman outside and the policeman within. I am not saying that go and love anyone's wife. I am not saying. I am simply saying that this is a social mechanism, a social device to make you a slave through yourself. And this is more successful. Remember, this is more successful. Today's world has become less moral because this inner voice is not so strong. The society has become incapable to force this. Outer law is greater, more complex, but the inner law has weakened for so many reasons. Because when societies lived aloof and alone, It was easy to create the inner conscience. Now the whole earth has become a village. Many societies, many inner voices conflicting. Now no one can rely it. Every child knows that whatsoever you say is good in India is bad in Pakistan. Whatsoever you say is good for a Hindu is not good for a Jain. Whatsoever you say, the contradictory is also true somewhere. So it is not absolute. Now we have become aware of the whole complex of human consciences. Now we know that conscience is a social product. And many societies exist together. The hold has become weak. That's why human societies are less moralistic, because the inner policeman is dead, almost dead. You know that this is nothing. Don't bother about it. Just look at the outer law and find out the way. This inner policeman and its voice is not your inner voice. That's what I am saying. Find out the witness. Only then you will find out the inner voice. That inner voice will direct you. Those directions will be absolutely different from what society says. Absolutely different. But for the first time you will become religious, not simply moral. And you will be moral in a very deeper sense. Then the morality will not be a duty. Then the morality will not be something imposed. And then the morality will not be a burden. It will be spontaneous. You will be good, naturally good. You will not become a thief, not because society says don't be a thief. You will not be a thief because you cannot be. Because you cannot be. You will not kill because it becomes impossible. You love life so much now that violence becomes impossible. It is not a moral code. It is the inner direction. You affirm life. You river life. A deep reverence comes to you. And through that reverence, everything follows. That is what Jesus says. Find out the kingdom of God first. And then everything will follow. Find out the inner voice, and then everything will follow.